Ever wonder what happens to your game after you drop it off at the processor? David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. An outdoor life editor worked the floor of a family butcher shop during the busiest weekend of hunting season. Called chief editor Andrew McCain.
We embedded a reporter in the biggest wild game processing outfit in Montana on the opening weekend of elk season last year. And one of the charming parts about it was the author, he actually lives in Missoula now, he worked at this meat processing place when he was in college. In fact, it kind of put him through college. We kind of sent him back to his roots in some ways and asked him, you know, to kind of be a fly on the wall, but that doesn't sound right for a meat processing place. But we asked him to keep his eyes open for really sort of the essential pieces and parts that hunters need to know about when they're starting the process of contributing to the meat pipeline. So there's some reader service in there in the sense of good meat starts with a good shot and not running the animal till its adrenaline is shot through. So, you know, taking care of the meat while it's still alive, putting it down humanely and cleanly, and then all of the processes that go into getting it to that butcher. And then what I really liked about it was he followed it all the way through the process of the butcher skinning it and then how a high volume butcher cuts it up and packages it, and then, you know, what you get at the end is exactly what we started talking about, is that high-quality, organic meat that is ready for the table. So that was a fun piece, and the first-person part of it, where he kind of was returning to his working roots a little bit, was just a really nice hook.
Such a great, great magazine. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.